Hello.
Hi, this is Susan from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The survey is quick and confidential, and I can assure you it's not a sales call. Do you have a few minutes?
Okay, what is the survey about?
It's about local issues in your community.
Okay.
Okay. All right. What is your zip code?
10451.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York?
Or yes.
Okay. Yes, registered. Okay, thank you. Okay. And what is the year of your birth, please?
59.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Puerto Rican.
Thank you. What is your race?
Puerto Rican.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's just asking again. That's all. Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below? No high school diploma? High school diploma, graduate
diploma? No diploma, 12th grade.
Thank you, ma'am. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat? Donald Trump?
Democrat.
So that was Joe Biden, the Democrat? Or
yes.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections?
I'll be voting.
Okay, almost certain to vote? Probably 50-50?
I'm certain.
Okay, thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you. 10. Thank you so much. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means
0.
Okay. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidate or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree. Neither agree nor disagree. Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. I'll read them out to you. The first one is election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. How much does that matter to you? Does it matters a lot? Matters
not much.
Matters somewhat or matters not. Some matters a lot.
Not much. Somewhat.
Okay. Protecting gender equality. Would that be matters a lot? Matters somewhat. Does not matter much. Does not matter.
Matters
at all.
A lot.
Okay.
Matters a lot.
Thank you. The third one is the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Would that be matters a lot, matters somewhat, matters, does not matter much, does not matter at all?
Well, for Kamala Harris, it matters a lot. For Donald Trump, not at all.
Okay. Protecting productive rights, including birth control and IVF. Would that be matters a lot? Matters somewhat.
Yes, matters a lot.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, now we know people get busy when it comes to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say nothing will stop me? I'm going to read out the first statements, okay? It's the same statement, it's just a different type of answer. On election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate.
I really don't care Congress. I don't care Senate.
Okay, so would that be nothing will stop me? I want to vote and probably will, or if it's not convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
I doubt I'll vote.
Okay, thank you. Second one, protecting gender equality. Would that be nothing will stop me? I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will
vote. I will vote.
Okay. That will be, okay. You will vote? Okay. Would that be I want to vote and probably will, or nothing will stop me?
None will stop me.
Okay. The third one, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Would that be nothing will stop me? I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote.
I want to vote and probably will.
Okay. The third one, protecting...
How many more questions is there? Because I got things to do and I can't do it with one hand.
I'll be honest with you, it takes up to maybe 8 to 10 minutes.
Oh, God.
Because they're pretty long.
No, it's a survey.
I'm sorry?
What?
Okay. I thought you were talking to me. No, because the reading is what takes a little bit of time, and then your answer...
Okay, the thing is, right now I'm cooking, and I can't cook with one arm.
Would you like me to reset a time and date so we can continue? Because we're at 27%, and it's going to go up to 100%.
Okay.
So we're at 27%.
The whole thing is it's going to take 10 minutes, and I don't have 10 minutes right now. If you would have called earlier, I would have had the 10 minutes. But right now, I do not.
Okay. Thank you so much. We'll try back another time. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You too.